जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रज कचर्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रपात की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 3, entitled The Bhumi Gita, text number 45. Pamsam Kali Krutandosan Drabhya Desatma Samhavan Sarvan Harati Chitastho भगवान पुरुषोत्तमः पुंसां कलीकृतां दोषान् द्रव्यदेशात्मसंभवान् सर्वान् हरति चीतस्थो भगवान पुरुषोत्तमः पुंसां कलीकृतां दोषान् द्रव्य देशात्म संभवान् सर्वान् हरति चीतस्थो भगवान् पुरुषोत्तमः। सर्वान् हरति चीतस्थो भगवान पुरुषोत्तमः। पुंसां कलीकृतां दोषान् द्रव्यदेशात्मसंभवान् सर्वान् हरति चीतस्थो भगवान पुरुषोत्तमः। पुंसां कलीकृतां दोषान् द्रव्य देशात्म संभवान् सर्वान् हरति चित्तस्थो भगवान् पुरुषोत्तमः। वट वर्ड मीनिंग पुंसाम ऑफ मेन कलीकृतान् क्रिएटेड बाय द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ कली दोषान् द फॉल्ट्स द्रव्य ऑब्जेक्ट्स देश स्पेस आत्मा एंड पर्सनल लीजर संभवान बेस्ट अपन सर्वान अल हरती स्टील सवे चितस्थ सिचुएटेड विद इन द हार्ट भगवान द अलमाइटी लॉर्ड पुरुष उत्तम द सुप्रीम पर्सन ट्रांसलेशन इन द कली युगा ऑब्जेक्ट्स places and even individual personalities are all polluted. The almighty personality of Godhead, however, can remove all such contamination from the life of one who fixes the Lord within the mind. I have to cover verse number 46 and 47 also. Verse 46.
सुतः संकीर्तितो ध्यातः पूजितः चादृतो पिवा नूनाम धुनोति भगवान हृष्टो जन्म अयुता शुभम
ट्रांसलेशन इफ ए पर्सन हियर्स अबाउट ग्लोरीफाइज मेडिटेट्स अपन वर्शिप्स और सिंपली ऑफर्स ग्रेट रेस्पेक्ट टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हु इज सिचुएटेड विद इन द हार्ट द लॉर्ड विल रिमूव फ्रॉम हिज माइंड द कंटामिनेशन अक्यूमुलेटेड ड्यूरिंग मेनी थाउजेंड्स ऑफ लाइफ टाइम्स वर्स नंबर 47
यथा हेमनि स्थितो वह्नि दुर्वानम् हन्ति धातुजम् एवम् आत्मगतो विष्णुर् योगिनाम् अशुभाशयम्
ट्रांसलेशन जस्ट एज फायर अप्लाइड टू गोल्ड रिमूव्स एनी डिस्कलरेशन कॉज्ड बाय ट्रेसेस ऑफ अदर मेटल्स लॉर्ड विष्णु विद इन द हार्ट प्यूरिफाइज द माइंड्स ऑफ द योगीज
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकाय चक्ष
पर्पट ओह सॉरी पर्पट
ऑल्दो वन मे प्रैक्टिस द मैस्टिक योगा सिस्टम हिज एक्चुअल स्पिरिचुअल एडवांसमेंट इज ड्यू टू द मर्सी ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड विद इन द हार्ट इट इज नॉट डायरेक्टली द रिजल्ट ऑफ हिज ऑस्टेरिटी एंड मेडिटेशन If one becomes foolishly proud in the name of yoga, his spiritual position becomes ridiculous.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamajyam Dadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Nubaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raghunathan Bhitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री भीता विशाखान भीतांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे तो
Samadhi devam karuna nidhanam tamalavannam shuhitavataram apara sansara samudra setu bhajamahe bhagavatam sarupam mukam karoti vachalam pangam langhayate girim yat krupatamah vande shri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram.
Hare Krishna. I am very, very grateful for getting this opportunity to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. I seek the blessings of all the devotees who are sitting here, who are also hearing online. Please bless me so that I can speak something meaningful for your pleasure, for the pleasure of the Lord and for my purification. Hare Krishna. So, once upon a time, there was a beggar who was trembling in the severe cold. So, one gentleman saw him and he purchased one blanket and gave that blanket to that beggar. And that beggar was very happy now. But when he covered his body with that blanket, he saw that the blanket is piercing his body. Chub raha tha blanket unka sarir mein. So the beggar thought there is problem in the thread. So he started removing the threads one by one. And after few days, he found that his blanket is empty. There is no blanket to cover his body. So similarly, this blanket, every thread of that blanket is full of piercing nature. Similarly, the nature of the Kali is like that. The Kali has the Kali will give us pain. It is like full of faults. So, but when this blanket can be utilized properly, then this coal can be removed. Similarly, if this Kali can use properly the nature of the Kali, the faults of the Kali, then this Kali can also help us in many ways. For example, actually I am also having many faults, thousands of faults. Still devotees here, they are tolerating me, they are accepting me. They are not rejecting me. They know that there is fault everywhere. Few months before, we have a base in Dombivli. And I was giving online classes. So once I asked to the coordinator, so can you give me the list of the devotees who are in our base, connected to our base? So give me a large list of 30-40 devotees. So I saw that hardly 20-25 devotees are coming, so many devotees are there, but very few are coming. So I told them, you do one thing, those devotees who are not coming regularly, you remove them, you make a new group. The devotee told me, Prabhuji, if you remove them, they will feel bad. Then I came to know this nature of this blanket analogy. So there is fault everywhere. So if you find the faults of the people who are coming to the temple, who are staying in the ashram, who are connected to the centers, then we will not find a single devotee, single person who is free from faults, because everybody is affected by the Kali. So we need to accommodate with them, with us. When I was very new in Krishna consciousness, I was also thinking here devotees are very, very grave. They do not have any time for the new devotees. But last month I was in GEV. I got sufficient association of Radha Gopinath Prabhu, His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu. So I came to know that senior devotees, they are very, very flexible. They are very accommodative. And they help us when there is a need. Actually, there is one analogy like that. If you go outside the city, during the sunrise, if you stand in front of the sun, then you'll see that your shadow is more than your height. If your height is 5 feet,
then you will find your shadow is near about 20-25 feet. 4-5 times bigger. That is the nature of this material affection. Initially people think that he loves me more than I love him. 4-5 times more than me. But when the sunrise happens, the sun comes, slowly and slowly you see that your shadow will decrease. And at 12 o'clock, the shadow will become zero, no shadow. Similarly, the material affection decreases slowly and slowly. But when after the afternoon, you can see that this shadow of the people, that will increase slowly and slowly. So similarly, the sadhu's affection for us is initially very less, because they are absorbed in their Krishna consciousness. They do not have any time for material activities, material thinking, all these things. But when they see that somebody is engaged in Krishna service, they have enough time. Like after the afternoon, if you stand in front of the sun, your shadow will increase slowly, slowly. And during the sunset, the shadow will become the larger. Similarly, sadhu's affection for us increase slowly and slowly. That I could understand while I was in VGV last month. So the link is to this verse is, in verse number 16, Parikshit Maharaj asks, how it is possible to get rid of the influence of Kali? To answer that question, this verse is coming, verse number 45. So here Chakravarti Pad is telling that the root cause is there is impurity in object, there is impurity in places, and there is impurity in the mind and heart. So if you see places, what to speak of the normal places. When I was doing my diploma at Varipada, which is near about 60 kilometers away from Balasho, there is a big Jagannath temple that is almost like Jagannath Puri temple. Very big temple, huge temple. And there is Grand Road also, big road. And chariots also they make. And their specialty of the temple is Mother Subhadra's Rath is being pulled only by the Matajis. And this Rathatra happens one day after the Jagannath Puri Rathatra. So here, I also hardly visited that temple, hardly during my three years of course, hardly visited 3-4 times. But in that temple I saw very few people, they come to the temple to have the darshan of the Lord. But there is a temple, Ambika Devi's temple. That temple is fully crowded. So that is the nature of the Kali Yuga. If you see, even the temples are empty, you will not find the Brahmanas, they will come at 9 or 10 o'clock and they will worship the deities for 10-15 minutes, no bhoga offering, no dress, and there is no cleanliness in the temple. Almost temple is closed 24 hours of the day. And during the daytime, the village people will come into that temple premises and they will play cards, because that is the lonely place, they think. So that is the degradation of the Kali Yuga. So if the condition of the temple is like this, then what to speak of the other places? So that's why Srila Prabhupada, he gave emphasis on Bhagavatam. Because he knew it very well that if we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, the names of the holy name of the Lord and the pastimes of the Lord, that can create revolution. Tat bhaga visargo janata ghaviplavo yasmin pratishlokam abadhavati api namani anantasya jashonkitaniya shunvanti gayanti grunanti sadhava. Tat bhaga visargo janata ghaviplavo. That holy name, that glories of the Lord, that can create revolution in the misdirected civilization, in the hearts of the misdirected people. That was the consciousness of Prabhupada. Prabhupada understood that constructing temple will not help. If we'll give this Krishna consciousness movement, give this Krishna consciousness to the people, they can create revolution throughout the world. That's why Prabhupada, he tried to write Bhagavatam and print Bhagavatam and spread this glories of the Bhagavatam throughout the world. That's why he created so many centers, so many temples, for this purpose only. Only the Krishna Katha can purify the places. Because he is the pure devotee of the Lord. That's why it's felt that Bhavad Vidha Bhagavata Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantastena Gadavruta. The pure devotees of the Lord, they carry the Lord in their heart. So wherever they go, they make this place a place of pilgrimage. So Srila Prabhupada, because of his purity, he created many centers, many temples throughout the world. And that is the purity of the places. And that temples and centers, they can create nice places, that they can create the, they can transform the hearts of people. So, in this way, the place can be purified. Next thing is that objects. So, people, they use their objects for their own sense gratification. The only purpose of the creation of the objects and for the use is only for sense gratification. That's why the objects are not pure. So, devotees, they use these objects in the service of the Lord and in the service of the devotees. So, by utilizing these objects become pure and they can give us pure consciousness. Like, we also eat, people also outside also eat. We also use scientific things, technology. People outside, they also use the scientific technology. But difference is that they do it for their own sense gratification. But devotees, they use it for Krishna's sense gratification. So that's why science makes things better, but spirituality makes people better. That is the difference. We are not against science. So that's why whatever we eat also, that also we offer to the Lord, after that we eat. That object, that prasadam, can purify our heart. So, okay, somebody said that if every place is contaminated, I'll go to the Tirtha and stay there and do my seventh devotional service. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tirtha phala sadhu sanga, sadhu sange antaranga, Shri Krishna bhajana manohara, jatha sadhu tatha tirtha, stira kari nija chitta, sadhu sanga karo nirantara. Tirtha phala sadhu sanga. The fruit of tirtha is what? To get the association of the devotees and to hear from him. Tirtha phala sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha antaranga. To have good relationship with the sadhus. Sadhu sangha antaranga. Sri Krishna bhajana manohara. When we render devotional service in the association of devotees, then we can release this devotional process. Jatha sadhu tatha tirtha. Wherever there are devotees, that is tirtha. Jatha sadhu tatha tirtha. Sthira kari nija chitta. Please. Make your mind peaceful. Sadhu sangha karo nirantara. And do take association of the devotees continuously. Jesthane vaishnava nai se tirthate nahi jai kisa kila bhanti adura desa. Jesthaye vaishnava gana se isthana vrindavana se isthane ananda se sa. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur tell you that je tirtha vaishnava nai se tirtha te nai jai. Wherever there are don't devotees, I will not go there. Why? Na kila vahantiya dura desa. If I go to that place by covering a long distance, what gain I will get? What benefit I will get? Jethai Vaishnavagana Seishthana Vrindavana. Wherever there are devotees, that place is Vrindavana. Jethai Vaishnavagana Seishthana Vrindavana. Seishthana Ananda Asesa. There is unlimited bliss. So that's why there is no need to go to the Tirthas if their devotees are not there. And third thing he is telling that about the mind. So the mind, according to the objects and places, our mind gets purified or contaminated. So because of the impure objects and impure places and impure association, our mind is also contaminated. So the mind of the Kali Yuga people is always to try to cheat others. So Kali Yuga mentality is like that. Once upon a student, just before entering, appearing the interview, he goes to his Devi temple and he is praying that, please give me this job, I will give you a big goat. So Devi offers blessings to him and he passes that exam and gets a job. Then Devi asks, are you that day you promised to give me a Bali, that goat, give me. See, Avi, now only I got a job, I have to take care of my family, I have to construct a big house, and I have to marry also, my children will be there. Wait, I will give you. Like that, he gets married, he gets some children. After that, Devi also comes in this dream. And Devi telling, "Are, give me a, that day you promised, give me a Bali, give me a goat." That child, that boy is telling, the person is telling, "Mother, wait for some time, I do not have money." Okay, Devi is trying to compromise. Okay, don't worry, you give me a small chicken, I will compromise with you. Then this person is going, okay, I will give you, don't worry. Then after a few days again, he is not offering and Devi is telling that, okay, you give me at least small bird also. Then this person is telling, "Mother, you see, so many pigeons are coming in your temple, why don't you catch one pigeon and eat yourself? Why you are asking me again and again?" So this is the mentality of the Kali Yuga people, always trying to cheat. So that's why this is called Ghor Kali. Yada Mukunda Bhagavan Mahim Chakta Sopadangata Taddinam Kali Mayata Sarvasadhana Badhakaha. Yada Mukunda Bhagavan, when Lord Mukunda left this world and went to the spiritual world Goloka Vrindavan, that day only Kali came. And what is the nature of the Kali? Sarva sadhana badhaka. This Kali will destroy all our sadhana. This will destroy the sadhana of our karma, this will destroy the sadhana of our jnana, and this will destroy the sadhana of our yoga. Sarva sadhana badhaka. This karmi will not get pious activities. They will not go to this heavenly planet. The jnani will not get their goals. The yogis will not perfect their life. This Kali, only the devotees, this Kali cannot affect the devotees sadhana. That is the only thing in Kali Yuga. So this is like forest fire. Forest fire destroys everything. So when Kali comes, the Parikshit Maharaj told that you cannot enter in my kingdom. Parikshit, Kali is telling that actually this is the service given to me, you better give me some space. Then Parikshit Maharaj telling that, I am giving you these four places. Then Kali is telling that, there is no space, such space in your kingdom. Give me one more space, that wealth. Then after that, Parikshit Maharaj gives, Parikshit Maharaj thinking that, all my people are devotees, they will not be affected by Kali. But then Kali laughs. Why Kali is laughing? Now Kali thinking that, yes, these people can have in the, can be in the dress of the devotees. They will wear dhoti kurta, tilak, kanthi mala. They will carry beadwork, but I will not allow them to chant the holy name. They will be absorbed in watching WhatsApp, Facebook in one hand and having my beadwork in the other hand. That's why Kali was laughing. So that's why Kalim Sattvam Haram Pusha. This Kali will destroy all of our good qualities. So when Yudhishthira Maharaj was there, so during that time, one person, Vaishya, he sold one of his land to another Vaishya. So another Vaishya, he was cultivating that land, and he found one golden pot with full of ornaments. So he approached to that owner of that, earlier owner of that land. That person is telling that, actually, I have already sold this land to you. So this land belongs to you. So whatever is there in that land, everything belongs to you. So no, I have purchased the land from you, not this ornament. So it belongs to you. There was a fight between these two people. And both of them, they approached to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Yudhishthira Maharaj told them, okay, you leave this pot here and go to your home. When the time will come, we'll discuss. So both of them, they go back. And after a few years, they started fighting with each other. He's telling that, because you have sold me that land, that ornaments also belongs to me. That owner, land owner is telling that, actually I have sold you the land, not the ornaments. So there was a fight. Both of them, they approached Yudhishthira Maharaj. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj telling that, that means Kali has come. So in earlier ages, there was no need to teach dharma to the people. People are automatically dharmic, religious. But nowadays, we need to teach them. For example, earlier, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Ms. Krishna has to teach Yudhishthira Maharaj how to lie. Okay. And Shakuni taught Duryodhana how to cheat, because that was not there. But nowadays, means you will find cheating and lying mentality everywhere. For example, I'll give you some examples. So whenever we call this AMC people for services, sir, aaj aata ho, saam ko aa jata ho. Nobody will come. Again evening, sir, I have some problem. Tomorrow morning I will come. Like that, 10-15 times you call and they will come after 5-7 days, like that. So that is the nature of the Kali Yuga people. And if somebody traveling from Dadar to Borivali, and if somebody asking, where are you? I am waiting at Borivali station. Where are you? No, I have already crossed Dandhari. I will reach within 2 minutes. Don't do it. Wait. That is the mentality of the Kali Yuga people. Cheating and lying at everywhere. So this is the Ghor Kali. So Dhanya Kali. I will speak to something about it. Dhanya Kali. So when Bhakti Devi, he was in Vrindavan, he meets Narada Muni. She asks Narada Muni, why Parikshit Maharaj allowed Kali to enter into his kingdom? Kali is destroying everything. Then Narada Muni is telling that, this is the verse mentioned by this verse comes in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nanudvasti kalim samrat saranga eva sarabhu kusalani asu siddhanti netarani krutani yat. So what is the nature of the Parikshit Maharaj? Parikshit Maharaj, he was a saragrahi. Saranga eva sarabhu. Like a bumblebee, he sits on the flower, collects the honey, but it does not destroy the flower. It collects the essence of the flower. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj, he accepted the essence of the Kali Yuga. What is that? Na kusalani asu siddhanti na itarani krutaniyat. Kusalani asu siddhanti. Whatever good things we will think in our mind, we'll get the result of that good thing. But if some bad things are coming in our mind, we'll not get the result of those bad things until unless we personally do that thing. So seeing the essence of the Kali Yuga, Parikshit Maharaj, he allowed Kali to come to this world. So that similarly, Karabhajan Rishi to say to Nimi Maharaj, Krutadishu Prajarajan Kalau Ichanti Sambhavam Kalau Kalu Bhavishanti Narayana Parayana. The Kali Yuga will become so good that even the people from earlier ages, Satya, Tretaya and Dwapara, they would like to come to this, to take birth in this Kali Yuga. Why? Now they will get the Kalau Khalu Bhavishanti Narayana Parayana. There will be so many Narayana Parayana devotees will come. And to take the associated devotees, the people from the earlier ages, they will like to come here. The other thing is that, in earlier ages, one has to render practice devotional service for a long period of time, then only they will get the result. But in Kali Yuga, the slice span is very small. That's why after rendering devotional service for a small period of time, one can get that Krishna prema. And think that in other yugas, this prema bhakti is not available. This prema bhakti is available only in Kali Yuga. Bhakta Sangha, the devotees association, that is not available in other yugas. Because the Satya Yoga, people they will do meditation. Meditation in the association, you cannot do meditation. For yajna, you have to chant the mantras and all the things. There is no need, there is no association at all. And Dwapar Yuga, did you see? No association, practically no association. But in Kali Yuga, there will be sufficient association of the devotees. And it's like an investment. For example, who will not like to spend 1,000 rupees and get 1 crore in 2 years? Everybody will like that. Similarly, people will they are interested to come to this Kali Yuga, this lifespan is very small, render devotional service for a short period of time, and go to the spiritual world. Very easy and highly benefited. So, how will not be affected by this Kali? This Kali Yuga is the age of darkness and quarrel. This is like darkness means ignorance. And where there is ignorance, there is sinful activity, there is suffering. But how we can remove that ignorance? By knowledge. Like that darkness can be removed by light. For example, if you see a rope in the night, by seeing that rope, we may think that this is a rope, this is a snake. But as soon as the light comes, we are convinced that we get the knowledge that this is not a snake, it is a rope. So doubts are destroyed and fear is gone. Similarly, when we know how to come out of this Kali, how we will not be influenced by Kali, then this Kali will not affect us. So that's why Srila Rupa Goswami sings, Aho, aho, vina kaler viduyate, shudha, shudhara, madhuram, pade, pade, dine, dine, chandana, chandra, sitalam, jasho, jashodatana, yasya, giyate, aho, aho, vina kaler viduyate. This Kali will not trouble you. Aho, aho, vina kaler viduyate, shudha, shudhara, madhuram, pade, pade. There will be flow of nectar at every step. In what condition? Na jash, dine 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 chandana chandra sitalam. Will feel the cooling effect of camphor and sandalwood. Dine dine chandana chandra sitalam. Jasho jashoda tana. If we'll chant the holy name of the Lord, we'll glorify the glories of the Lord, then this Kali will not affect us. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Kali kukura kadan jadi chao he, Kali yuga pavana kali bhaya nasana, Sichati nandana gao he, Kali yuga pavana kali bhaya nasana, Sichati nandana gao he. If you get rid from the effects of Kali, dug like personality Kali, then what you should do? You should chant the holy name of Lord Gauranga. He can only purify our hearts. Kali Yuga Pavana, he only can remove the fear from our heart. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Bahu tuli hari boli preme drushte chai Kariya kalma sanasa premete bhasai Bahutuli Haribali. That was the nature of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He just lifted his hand and chanted the holy name of the Lord, Haribol. By doing that, he, Bahutuli Haribali, preme drushte chai, and he just glance on the people. Doing that, Kariya kalma sanasa, he will destroy the sinful activities of the people. Kariya kalma sanasa premete bhasai, he will flood that place and people with prema, God of love of Godhead. That's why the holy name of the Lord is very, very powerful. That's why Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Diksha Purasarya Vidhi Apekhya Nakare Jiyasvase Sochan Achandale Savare Udhare Diksha Purasarya Vidhi Apekhya Nakare Jihvas versus Achandale Savare Udhare. This holy name of the Lord, that is not dependent on Diksha and Purasarya Vidhi. Even the Chandalas, they can be delivered from this world by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So one will ask, what is the need of the Indian initiation here? Actually, initiation what? This initiation is for the people, those who want to get this Krishna Prema very early, quickly, and who want to get Prema Bhakti. For them, initiation is required. Otherwise, if you want to go to this spiritual world, Mukti, that can be given by chanting the holy name of the Lord without initiation and Purasarya Vidhi. Initiation means there are some restrictions for the Brahmanas. They cannot worship the Lord without the Brahman thread. So that's why initiation is the restriction. Purasarya Vidhi means there is some activities which are required before initiation, like deity worship, chanting the holy name of the Lord, offering the oblations, then chanting the holy name of the Lord. 4 or 5 things are required. So these activities in ISKCON, these activities are required before initiation. Purasarya Vidhi. These activities are required before initiation. So Diksha and Purasarya Vidhi is required for the people who want Prema Bhakti. But who wants just liberation, for them to go to the spiritual world, for them there is no need of Diksha and Purasarya. Even the Chandalas, they can chant the holy name of the Lord and go to the spiritual world. So I like this verse very nicely. Nama nache jiva nache, nache prema dhana, jagat nachaye maya kare palayana. What will happen? By the influence of the Sudha Bhakti, the holy name, pure name, what will happen? Nama nache, the holy name of the Lord, that Nama Prabhu will dance. Nama nache, jiva nache, even the jiva will dance. Nama nache, jiva nache, nache prema dhana. Vinki, Premanam, that will also dance. With that, na Jagata Nachai, he will dance the whole world. Jagata Nachai, Maya Kare Palayar. That's what Prabhupada did. Because of the purity of his holy name, purity of his purity, he went to the Western world. He just chanted the holy name of the Lord. And at what age he was dancing? In front of the Jagannath Ratha Yatra, at the age of 70, he was dancing. And because of the dance, because of purity, the people who are there, all the people, they danced. And the whole world danced. And the Maya, she went away. So that is the nature of this holy name. Shri Anna Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dhare Jana Jana. Even the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates, they have the power to deliver one Brahmanda. Because of their purity. So, for example, because we have come in this age of Kali, we have to stay in this age of Kali. But we have to be here and without being influenced by this Kali. How we can do this? For example, electrician. Sometimes he has to work in a high voltage area. So for that he has to prepare himself, gloves and all those safety instrument, so that he will not be affected by that heavy voltage. Similarly, although this place is contaminated by this Kali's influence, if we protect ourselves with Tilak, with Kanthimala, with the holy name, then we can be protected from this influence of Kali. So in this verse 46, so this translation is like that. If a person hears about, glorifies, meditates upon, worships, or simply offers great respect to the Supreme Lord, who is situated within the heart, the Lord will remove from his mind the contamination accumulated during many thousands of lifetimes. So, the holy name of the Lord, it can destroy our sinful activities of many lifetimes. It's like it can destroy mountains of sins. So, we can see the examples of Jagai Madhai, then Mrigari, Balmiki. Jagai Mata, you see, they were so sinful that even Chitragupta, he was like, I am now exhausted by noting down their sinful activities. So that was the condition of Chitragupta. But when they came in contact with Gaurinithai, what happened to them? All their sinful activities went away. Earlier, what used to happen? When people used to see them, they will directly jump into the Ganges. Just as seeing them, they think that we are contaminated. Now, when they are embraced by Chaitanya Gaurinithai, all their sins go away, went away. And what happened to Lord Chaitanya? He told that, today I will take all your sins, but one condition, from today onwards, there you should not commit any sinful activities. And in front of everybody only, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's body became black. Means Gaur Sundar became Sham Sundar. That was the proof that he took away all the sinful activities of Jagai and Madhai. Then he told to the devotees that you chant the holy name of the Lord so that the sins which has made me black, it will go away and went into the consciousness of the people who are the offenders. So that is the power of holy name. So here in this purport, glorifying, meditating and worshipping the Lord means establishing the relationship with the Lord. So how to establish that relationship? For example, there is a teenage girl. When I came to Krishna consciousness, I was thinking that this Krishna consciousness is Kevala Anandakanda. But when the time passes, I think that it's very difficult to practice the Krishna consciousness. So I had one analogy from His Holiness Haridas Swami Maharaj. That analogy I liked a lot. What he is saying that, actually, there is a teenage girl. She takes pleasure in going to the hostel, in going to the college, to be with her friends, going to picnic. No anxiety at all. But when she comes to the home, mother says, you are becoming old, you are becoming big. You should be sensitive, you should be mature, you should deal with the people nourishly. You are very fickle, sister. But all the things does not enter into our mind, heart. That girl thinks that life is like this only, to be always in the association of friends and pass the time. But when she grows up, she finds that she is getting aged, but she is getting matured also, but her relationship is not established. She is not married still now. She is not getting a suitable partner. With that, she is passing the time, she is getting old, her beauty is decreasing, so many anxieties are there. Similarly, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we also think like that only. Krishna consciousness means eating prasadam, dancing in the association of the devotee and chanting, going to the dhamas. But when we go through the process for a long period of time, time is going, ages are passing, our mind is not absorbed, health is decreasing, reducing health condition is depriving, and mind is not fixed. We are not happy. Why I am practicing the Krishna consciousness since many years? Why it is not, I am not feeling good? So that is the condition of that unmarried girl. But when that unmarried girl, she gets married, she finds a partner, then she goes to her lodge home, and she serves there very nicely. Now she is happy with her family, husband, children. So in that condition, if her parents ask her, "Hare, you have not come to our home since many days, please come." And, "No, I have many services now. I have to serve my husband, she has to go to the office every day. I have to serve the children, they have to go to the school. Many responsibilities." But she is so absorbed in serving her parents, her lodge, her husband, her children that she has no time to come to her own family, means father's home. Similarly, when the devotee, they establish their relationship with Krishna, they are so absorbed in serving the Lord that they are not ready to give up their services. They will not give up their departmental service. They will not give up the duty services to go to other places. Because that's why in Madhavendra Puri Swastham Shal, Bahu parisrame chandana remunani la ananda vadhila mane dukha nagani la. He brought the chandan with hard labor, Madhavendra Puri. Although he went through so much labor, ananda vadhila mane dukha nagani, he felt so much happiness. He never counted his sorrow. Pragadha premara ei shobhava achara nija dukha vignadira nakare vichara. That is the nature of the pragadha prema. If we have established our relationship with God, Lord and devotees, then out of that love we look like to serve them. And we do not have any other distractions also. So how to establish that relationship with the Lord? So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells, Tate Krishna bhaje kare guru ra sevana. Tate Krishna bhaje kare guru ra sevana. Maya jala chute pae Krishna ra charana. Tate Krishna bhaje kare. He has to do two things. Do the devotional service, Krishna bhajana, and guru ra seva. Maya jala chute. By doing these two things, what will happen? The maya will go away. And when will get Krishna Charan, left the shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So how to love, serve the Lord? Tate Krishna bhaje kare guru ra seva. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, na manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mam namaskur. You give your mind to me. So my mind is not pure. I cannot engage my mind in Krishna service full time. I am not like the gopis, I am not like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am not like the great souls. So I cannot give my mind to Lord. Then worship me. So for worshipping we need also good consciousness and absorption also, paraphernalia also, that service attitude also, that is also not there, like Prem Kishore Prabhu, Purushottam Prabhu. Throughout the day they are happy to serve the Lord. So I do not have that teacher. So what can I do? Na majjadi maan namaskuru, that I can do. I can offer obeisances at the lotus feet of the Lord. So like we see Mathura Mahaprabhu. Every day he comes many times in the temple. He will not miss a single arati. And he will offer four obeisances in the temple only. See, at an old age, offering so many obeisances, it's not so easy. But he is happy doing that. So Krishna is telling that, if you can do this, you do this. Such an accommodating Lord. So by offering obeisances, he can grieve as Krishna prem. So then Krishna said that, Daivi asa gunamai mama maya durataya maam eva prapadyante maya metam tarantati. You surrender unto me. I do not have any surrenderness. How this maya will go away? Then Uddhav says in Srimad Bhagavatam, Toya upabhakta sagandha mala alankar basa alankar charchita uchishta bhojina dasa tava maya jaya mahi. The things offered to the Lord, Toya upabhakta sagandha, offered the fragrance offered to the Lord, then garland offered to the Lord, the ornaments offered to the Lord, the flowers offered to the Lord. By accepting all those things, what will happen? Tava maya jaya mahi, Uddhava is telling to Krishna. By accepting all these things, we can make maya away from us. So this is the way how we can serve the Lord. Even simple, by doing simple things, we can serve the Lord and please the Lord. So how to serve the Guru? No, Tate Krishna bhaje kare guru ro sevan. How to serve the guru? So, guru may have thousands of disciples. So everybody cannot serve the body of the guru. So guru has many things. His temple, his projects, deities, many things are there. So we can help guru to serve in many departments. So, for doing To serve the Guru, we need to serve according to our own adhikar. So there are bhakti adhikaris, there are jnana adhikaris, there are karma adhikaris. So what happens? Bhakti adhikari means who can take pleasure in throughout the day chanting the holy name of the Lord, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, fully observed. For him, nothing there except Srimad Bhagavatam and service to the Lord. But jnana adhikari, he can discuss jnana with the others. But karma adhikari, he cannot go to the bhakti adhikari stage or jnana adhikari stage. Because that stage is very high. If a karma adhikari tries to go to the jnana adhikari and bhakti adhikari stage, his consciousness, he has to struggle a lot. Because this adhikar comes according to one's sukruti. Sukruti, purva karma bhi. The purva karma ka ekse sukruti milta hai. According to that, this sukruti, this adhikar comes. Because we have less sukruti in our life, that's why we have. For me only I am talking about. Because I am having less sukruti, that's why my adhikar is karma adhikar. I cannot go to the jnana adhikar stage or bhakti adhikar stage. So I cannot serve my guru with jnana and bhakti. I can give my body whatever I can do according to my capacity to serve my guru. So according to one's capacity, if we utilize our propensities and serve guru, then what will happen? This maya will go away. So sometimes what happens, one will think that, okay, I am serving the Lord since many days, serving the Guru also, but I am unable to progress sharply like the other devotees, those who are in the bhakti adhikaris. I am trying to compare with them, with me, myself, who is in karma adhikari. So their condition, its condition is like that. For example, you have a tricycle, and that tricycle is loaded with many things, and you are trying to take those things from one place to another place, and it's a remote village, and while going there is a puncture in the wheel. Now you cannot leave that place, you cannot leave those things, and you cannot repair that cycle also. It's a helpless condition. But what he'll do? No way, koi option nahi hai. Then what he'll do? Okay, I will pull this rickshaw slowly, 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 and take to the shop, repair it. So that is the condition. Because of my karma adhikar, my less sukruti, my faith is very low, that's why I am unable to do the service. For example, what is the comparison with that? That already the loaded tricycle, it's loaded, it's painful only to drive. But when there is puncture, it's more painful. That puncture condition is like the condition of a devotee who has less faith, who has less sukruti. And in that condition, that punctured tire, in that condition, if you pull that riksha, you have to give a lot of energy. Similarly, because I have less faith, because I have less sukruti, that's why if I try to come to the bhakti adhikari stage, I have to keep a lot of strength, energy. My body will not cooperate, my mind will not cooperate, all these problems will come. But in that condition, there is no other way. What do you have to do? You have to be patient and try to collect sukruti and move ahead. When the sukruti is more, then everything will come automatically. There is no need to try for all the things separately. So this sloka I'll recite this sloka and stop here. Chari yoge tribhuvane bhuta bhavishya vartamane satya satya hari nama sara smriti chari hari padaye majila sansara sukhe esu e dukha su esu khalu tibe jama dwara. Chari Yuga Trivivane, this holy name of the Lord is true in all the ages. Chari Yuga Trivivane, in all the worlds. And Bhuta Bhavishya Vartamane, it was there in the past, now in the present, and in the future also. Satya Satya Hari Namasara. Smriti Chari Hari Pade, Majila Sansara Sukhi. giving up the remembrance of the Lord, if somebody is absorbed in the samsara, what will happen? Na esukha lutive jamodara. This, when we reach at the yamodara, he will steal all our happiness. So this is small understanding what I have. So whatever I have collected, nothing is mine. I have collected, I have heard from all the things from other devotees. I have no experience at all, no understanding at all. I have just repeated the things what I have heard from the other devotees. If I have given you pain, please forgive me. It is not an instruction at all. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.